Hello, and welcome to Downloads from God. I am your host, Andrea Lendy, sharing a daily meditation and prayer. Whatever time of day this message finds you, I pray it blesses you. So take a deep breath in, release, and open your spirit to this message. I'll be reading out of the Amplified Bible for deeper meaning and understanding. The title of our message today is Be Vigilant. Our passage taken out of the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind. Be vigilant and cautious at all times, for that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion roaring, in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Withstand him, be firm in faith against his onset, rooted, established, strong, immovable, and determined, knowing that the same identical sufferings are appointed to your brotherhood throughout the world. Well, these are wise, wise words from Peter. The enemy is constantly, always, and forever after us. Peter says he is seeking to seize and devour us. Well, I have seen where the enemy comes in so many different forms and ways. Sometimes we are consumed with fear. Sometimes we are wrought up with anxiety. These are the kind of attacks that come from within. Sometimes our circumstances are rocked and we are thrown off balance. Sometimes someone we know and trust is being used by the enemy. Therefore, Peter says, be vigilant and cautious at all times. We cannot let our guard down. We must continue to be vigilant. I am reminded about the disciples falling asleep in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus asked them to stay awake a number of times. He told them to pray against temptation. And I believe that's what we are to do as well, or we become complacent. Peter says, withstand him, be firm in faith. And I love the Amplified Bible's interpretation of this phrase, rooted, established, strong, immovable, and determined. Well, we must pray that God will help us be strong and immovable and determined. I cannot resist on my own. God must come to my aid. Lastly, Peter says that all Christians will face these same difficulties. The enemy is constantly on the lookout for those who have let their guard down. It is easiest to trick us, deceive us, and devour us during these times. We must continue to pray for strength to overcome. Today, I choose to be vigilant and cautious, strong and determined against the enemy, and expect God to give me wisdom and strength to withstand him. May you find that as you pray for God to strengthen you, that you are able to be on your guard and resist the enemy's advances and remain strong and determined in Christ. Now our prayer. O Lord, my God, thank you for the warning you provide through your word. Thank you for the wisdom that is available to me through your prophets and disciples. Help me to be mindful that I am a target of the enemy. And help me know that you continue to strengthen me to be vigilant and strong, determined and able to withstand his advances. Through the blood of your Son, I am covered completely. I am made whole. Your plan to save me 2,000 years ago covers me today. I am victorious in you. Even so, please continue to help me resist the enemy and keep me yours. Put your Holy Spirit into my soul so that I am led by you. Keep my eyes on you. May your peace be upon me. May you cover me in mercy. May your might and strength be mine, Lord. Help me remember that you are in control and nothing can separate me from your love. You are my rock and my strength. Help me bless another today, Lord. Thank you for hearing my prayer. And the whisper I hear from God is, you are mine, saith the Lord, and nothing will take you away from me. My response back to him, undeservedly yours, Lord. Thank you, most gracious and mighty God. Amen. Thank you for listening to Downloads from God. Subscribe for all future episodes and feel free to share this podcast with others. You can also read the daily meditation and prayer and subscribe for a free 30-page meditation and prayer PDF file on my website, www.believinghim.com. Thank you.